Brilliance Audio presents The Dressmaker's Gift by Fiona Valpy, performed by Anne Flosnick and Justine Eyre. Dedicated to the memory of the female Special Operations Executive SOE agents who worked with the French resistance movement in World War II and lost their lives in the concentration camps of Natzweiler Struthof, Dachau, and Ravensbrück, Yolande Beekman, Denise Bloch, André Borel, Madeleine Damemont, Noor Inyat Khan, Cecily Lefort, Vera Lee, Sonia Olchanetsky, Elian Plumon, Lily Rolf, Diana Rowden, Yvonne Rudelat, Violette Jarbeau, and their sisters-in-arms whose names were not recorded and whose fate remains unknown to this day. 2017. From a distance, the midnight blue dress looks as though it has been cut from one single piece of silk. Its graceful lines drape and flow, skimming the form of the mannequin on which it is displayed. But if you look more closely, you will see that this is an illusion. The dress has been pieced together from scraps and offcuts, sewn edge to edge so cleverly that they have been transformed into something else. The years that have passed have aged the gown, making it so fragile that it must be protected if it is to tell its story in the years that are to come, and so the museum staff have placed it in a glass cabinet for the exhibition. On one side, the display case is made of magnifying glass to enable the viewer to study the detail of the seamstress's handiwork. Each fragment of material has been hand-sewn with invisible stitches, as tiny and regular as any modern-day machine could manage. The people who come to see it will marvel at its complexity and at the time and patience it must have taken to create it. There is a history displayed in this glass case. It's a part of all our shared histories, and it's a part of my own personal history. The museum director comes in to check that all is in order for the opening. He nods his approval, and the rest of the team head off for drinks at the bar around the corner to celebrate. But I hang back, and just before I finally close the cabinet, I run my fingertips over the delicate silver beads that draw the eye to the neckline of the dress. They are another clever distraction from the patchwork pieces, a scattering of stars against a midnight sky. I can imagine how they would have caught the light and how the eye of the beholder would then have been drawn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?